we've had a long conversation in our culture about the necessity for self-esteem and happiness. I tell my audiences and my readers very straightforwardly that life is difficult and that there's a lot of suffering in it, and that you have to learn how to conduct yourself in the face of that. The problem with the pursuit of happiness is that when life's storms come along, happiness disappears, and then you're left with nothing. And so you need to pursue something that's deeper than happiness.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up.
And if happiness comes along, well then, hooray for you. You don't want to despise it because it's fleeting.
To do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, and you don't really love it, you're going to give up.
But it's much better to pursue things that are meaningful than things that make you happy. It's deeper, and it orients you more appropriately, and it keeps you centered in your own life. It makes you more useful for your family and your community.
You look at the ones that ended up, you know, being successful, unquote, in the eyes of society, and the ones that didn't. Oftentimes, it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when it got really tough. Who would want to put up with this stuff if you don't love it? It's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of worrying constantly. If you don't love it, you're going to fail. So you got to love it, you got to have passion.
Because in the end, what we get will never make us happy.
You've got to be doing something that you're truly passionate about. It cannot be, I just want to make money.
As strange as change can be, there were times when it was hard to imagine that my life would be what it is today.
What makes us happy is progress. Progress equals happiness. If you're not growing, you're dying inside.
Can't be that. It's got to be something that the sun can't come up soon enough in the morning because you want to go do your thing. This is the time to pursue greatness.
I think you should go get a job as a busboy or something until you find something you're really passionate about, because it's a lot of work.
Because in the end, what we get will never make us happy. I don't care how many stars on your chart, how many Academy Awards, how much money you make.
And I'm convinced that about half of what separates the successful entrepreneurs from the non-successful ones is pure perseverance.
I worked 8 to 5, and literally I'd come home, I'd get a bite to eat, and then I'd start my work at 6:30 p.m., and I'd go from 6:30 to 2 a.m., and I'd get another 7-8 hours in, and that's how I built everything in the beginning.
It is so hard. You pour so much of your life into this thing. There are such rough moments in time that most people give up.
That's honestly what's required, and to not do that is to cheat yourself.
And I knew this is where I'm supposed to be. I wore one branch manager down to the point that he says to me, Gardner, based on persistence alone, we will give you a shot.
And it consumes your life. It's rough, I mean, because it's a pretty much an 18-hour day job, 7 days a week. Unless you have a lot of passion about this, you're going to not survive. You're going to give it up.
Don't ever let somebody else tell you what you can't do. When somebody else is saying something can't be done, what you got to hear them saying is they can't do it.
There are just times when something is important enough, you believe in it enough, that you do it in spite of fear.
Baby steps count too, as long as you're going forward. And one day you add all those baby steps up and you might be surprised at where you can get to. The cavalry ain't coming. You got to do this yourself. Ain't no backup.
So you got to have an idea or a problem or a wrong that you want to right that you're passionate about. Otherwise, you're not going to have the perseverance to stick it through.
Mr. Hitchcock, what is your definition of happiness?
A clear horizon. Nothing to worry about on your plate. Only things that are creative and not destructive. When that's within yourself and you can look forward and the road is clear ahead and now you're going to create something, I think that's as happy as I would ever want to be.
like starting a company is like staring into the abyss and eating glass. And there's some truth to that. And that goes on for a long time.
In that bathroom, I finally had to understand what my mama used to say to me, where she would say, boy, the cavalry is not coming. Ain't no backup. I was 28 years old when that part of my life happened. Change was coming fast. And you know what? Change is everywhere.
Given that, you know, even if you're the best of the best, there's always a chance of failure. So I think it's important that you really like whatever you're doing. If you don't like it, life is too short.
The most urgent question today is not so much as what are my values and who are we? The urgent question in these times of constant change is how exactly are you going to navigate these new realities? Put another way, what are you going to do? So the idea of I drove here is empowering, because the other side of it is, if I drove here, that means I can drive out of here. I have to own it. But it's hard to look in the mirror and say, how did I get here?
The past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today?
And have the answer be, I drove here. I had something to do with it.
And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something.
There's no one else like Steve Jobs. You can generally say that if they're masters, there's nobody else that can take their place. And that is the ultimate position of power. The greatest danger that all of you face is that you're basically going to be replaceable. That's the fate that most people have. The end game is to be irreplaceable. You're one of a kind. You're original.
The minute I dropped out, I could stop taking the required classes that didn't interest me and begin dropping in on the ones that looked far more interesting. If I had never dropped out, I would have never dropped in on that calligraphy class, and personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future.
So a lot of what people find in life that provides them with a sustaining meaning is a consequence of not the pursuit of rights or the pursuit of happiness or the development of self-esteem, but the adoption of responsibility. And the more responsibility, in some sense, the better. It's people who take responsibility that are the ones that you admire, and that's the right pathway through life. That's where meaning is to be found.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
You can't change something until you own it. So if you're 50 plus and you're sitting out there and pointing fingers at other people, you can do that for a long time. But it's hard to look in the mirror and say, how did I get here?
It's believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart even when it leads you off the well-worn path, and that will make all the difference. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love, and that is as true for work as it is for your lovers. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, and don't settle.
No one is supposed to live in here. No one is supposed to just spend extended periods of time in here. This is a public restroom. This is not a living space. But were it not for this space, there were some days we would have had no place else to go. I mean, a lot of hard decisions were made right here about what are you going to do with your life? Where are you going to go? How are you going to get there?